Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus with a very blessed opportunity to minister the Word of God, an opportunity to share the things of the Lord, and we're looking now at the Word that the Lord has given to us. We're looking at the books, going briefly through, considering that each book here has a brief summary to let us know the message the Lord has for us from that book. We're looking now at the book of Hosea, written by Hosea the prophet, the son of Beeri. He was a prophet who prophesied during the same time that Isaiah and Micah prophesied. He is one whose message is primarily focused on that of the northern tribe. Now, if you will recall, the northern tribe went into captivity, in 721-22 B.C., and the southern tribe was taken by Babylon in 586. Of course, there were in 606 B.C. is when the first deportation took place, and they were carried away into Babylon. And then some 20 years later, then that's when Jerusalem fell completely. And this book of Hosea being one who prophesied to the northern tribes, to the 10 tribes, he was one that had to do a hard task. His task was that he married a woman who was a harlot, an adulterous woman. And this was symbolic of the nation, that the nation had gone a-whoring after other gods. They had forsaken the Lord, and they were now chasing after other gods. Jeroboam the first, when he came in as king, when the nation was divided, when Rehoboam was the king over the north and the south, Jeroboam the first came in and he built some places of idol worship, and that nation never recovered from that. They never had any good kings in the north. They were all bad because of idol worship. And in the book of Hosea, he is speaking about how that these had gone away into idolatry, and they are viewed as an adulterous wife having forsaken the Lord. Hosea prophesied in the 8th century, around 785 or so B.C., and prophesied for about 60 years or so, 50, 60 years, and carried God's message. That was the time that he lived, during those times. And he presented Israel in spiritual adultery. To go from the Lord is to go to idol gods. You can't go from the Lord and say that you are going to be neutral. No. When you go away from the Lord, you are turning to something else, something that is far from the Lord. And you are hurting yourself and grieving the heart of God. Israel, the northern tribe, was in apostasy. They had forsaken the Lord. And Hosea talks about the number of things that they had done, and the Lord gave to him these words to illustrate what Israel had done. But he does provide a door of hope for them, the Valley of Achor. He tells them of the fact that Ephraim is joined to his idols, let him alone. And so this tells us of how that the nation went away from the Lord. Father, We ask for thy blessings upon today's message for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, let's look in the book of Genesis now. Genesis chapter 41. As we have seen, the butler had forgotten Joseph, and it was the Lord's timing that the butler would remember Joseph. And see, the king had a need. Perhaps if Joseph had been told, if this information about Joseph had come before the king at the time when there was no need, the king may have said, so, no problem, he's just a subject. There is no special need. Don't worry about that. He's just a person. I'm a king, and I don't feel like he needs to be out. Maybe that would have been the case, and Joseph would have been completely forgotten. But at the right time, the king dreams a dream, and his dream troubles him, and he wants someone to interpret the dream, but none was there. And so now he has to stoop low when the need arises. See, proud men will humble themselves to get their need met. And he is willing to get someone out of prison to come and help him to understand the dream that he's dreamt. The butler has told him about Joseph in prison. In verse 14, then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself, and he changed his raiment, and came in unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I've dreamed a dream. There is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. Now notice this humility. Notice this humility. Joseph is very careful to make it known that it is the Lord's plan to the Lord's purpose and power to know all things that are going on in the world. Now, I want you to take hold of that thought for just a moment. You dream a number of dreams every day, every night. You say, oh, I don't. Well, you don't know about it. But it's been proven that by the looking at the REMs or rapid eye movements, that when people are, when their eyeballs are moving rapidly like that, they are dreaming. And many people don't remember their dreams. But it's been proven, scientifically so, in that we all dream. And when the Lord looks down from heaven, he sees every dream that everybody dreams. Sees all of that. And here he knows what Pharaoh has dreamed. And he is going to let Joseph tell Pharaoh the meaning of these dreams. Now, remember now, I don't want you to put any stock in dreams. Put your hope in the Word of God. Because when people come to you with their dreams, they're coming to you in their pride. They're setting aside the Word of God. And they're coming to you boasting, wanting to make themselves to be some spiritual giant. Would you tell them to take their dreams away or just keep their lips buttoned about their dreams? It don't mean anything. And ask them to study the Word of God with you and to talk of the Lord Jesus, talk of His plan, talk of His power to save, plead the blood, pray for the lost, witness to those who are lost, minister to those whose feeble hands hang down. Be a testimony of Christ, but don't spend your time trying to figure out dreams. Oh, this is not a popular thing. This won't go well with many people. You know who is the popular person today? These folks who will bring in and talk about, oh, their dreams and your dreams. And they minimize the Word of God. They deify the mind of man and humanize the God of heaven. Because they want to, that's another way of pride. That's all that it is. Just simply man's pride. He wants to boast himself as being something spiritual. Here in this book, the Lord, however, before we had the full revelation of God, uses dreams to work his purpose. And Joseph answers Pharaoh this, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. So Pharaoh was troubled by what he had dreamt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river. Now, had the Lord wanted to, he could have told Joseph, Joseph, this is what Pharaoh dreamed. When Pharaoh said, Joseph, I dreamed a dream. Joseph could have said, yeah, and you saw such and such a thing. And you want to know what? See, the Lord knows the minds of men. The Lord is not limited. But he lets the king go ahead and tell the dreams again. Behold, there came up out of the river seven kine, fat fleshed and well favored, and they fed on the meadow. And so he tells the story again, and he doesn't understand. And then in verse 25, Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God hath showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kinds, 7 good years. The 7 good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And so the Lord uses 2 installments in Pharaoh's life to let Pharaoh know what God is about to do. And he tells them that these 7 years, 7 ears, 7 cows are going to be 7 years. This is the thing in verse 28, which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. So the Lord is able to show the future. He knows what is in the future, and he has placed ahead in the future whatever there is that we need. That's called divine providence. We arrive at a certain point in time, and we find just what we need for that moment. That's God's providence. The Lord has provided for us just what we need. See, the Lord is not discovering what's in a day, or in a year, or in a decade, or a century, or in the future. The Lord knows, and his providence is there for his people. And Joseph goes on to explain to Pharaoh about how the Lord is going to bless during 7 years. And then they are to take the 7 years of blessings and plenty and to store up what they don't need. And it will be consumed during the years of lean times. And so after Joseph has said all of this, verse 31, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of the famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. So it's going to be something that's going to happen rather quickly and in God's time. Now Joseph makes a suggestion. Therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise and set him over the land of Egypt. Joseph, again, is not making any hints about himself. He is giving advice as the Lord has given to him. He is speaking as the Lord would have him speak. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land and take up the 5th part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. And so he has given to Pharaoh sound counsel. This is godly counsel. Can't go wrong with that. Father, we pray that we would accept the counsel of the Word of God. We can't go wrong with that. Help us, I pray, to be faithful and careful to study the Word for Jesus' sake. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson.